Morning. Now let's begin the preaching of the gospel, reading from Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let me read chapter 6, verse 6 again. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now let's turn to the New Testament in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 and verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Let me read chapter verse 12 again. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. So today I want to see the Lord Jesus Christ as a good shepherd and us being the sheep. Now we read in Isaiah that we are like sheep gone astray. Everyone has gone into their own way. And here in Romans, we read that there is no one, not even one, that we all have gone to their own way, out of the way. Now, when you come from work to your house and you make a wrong exit, you turn left instead of turning right, you know you're out of the way, right? You feel uncomfortable, you see different things, you see, you see it and you notice that you're out of the way. Now, us being like sheep and gone astray, we face a lot of problems. Imagine the sheep there in the mountains. They face hunger, maybe, the cold weather, animals, predators, a lot of things. My grandpa used to be a shepherd, and he used to take care of a lot of sheep out there in the mountains. He was by himself. And he says that one time he was standing there in a rock, and suddenly the sheep started moving some way. And he noticed that, so he went forward to see. And the sheep were moving, and I don't know how to say that in English. For those who speak Spanish, he saw a zanja, una zanja, como
ditch.
There you go, like a big hole in the dirt, right? So, he said that a sheep fell into the hole. I forgot.
Ditch.
A sheep fell into the ditch, and then the one after that fell as well into the ditch, and then the following, and the next one, and the next one, till it filled with sheep. So the ones in the bottom were all dead, and the ones like behind all the sheep that fell were stepping in on top of that, and they crossed it. So like, what caught my attention in there is that those sheep, well, I mean, the first one, of course, she could have you know, fell into the ditch, and well, that's an accident. It could have happened. I don't know. Somehow it happened. But the one before that, probably saw the next one falling into a ditch. Why didn't it stop? Or why they keep falling after another and another and another to a field with animals, dead animals? And that's just an example of how sheep are. They get lost. They, you know, they need a shepherd. We all, like humans, need a shepherd, because this world, we are lost in this world. Okay? So I want to take a look at the Lord Jesus Christ as a good shepherd. Now let's turn our Bibles into John chapter 10 and verse 11. The Gospel of John chapter 10 and verse 11. Says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Around 2,000 years ago, there was Jesus of Nazareth standing in front of Pilate and a bunch of people behind him. You know what they were screaming, what they were yelling, crucify him, crucify him. Then the Lord went to the cross of Calvary over there on the hill, and he was crucified, and he gave his life for you and for me. That is the good shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I want to ask you something. Are you a sheep of the Lord? There are a lot of people in this world trying to look for peace, or trying to get the feeling of peace, that sensation of peace in this world. They look in, friends, family, religion, I don't know, a lot of things. So let's go now to Psalms chapter 23. Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now that you see here, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Green pastures, still waters. Do you see the peace in there? The confidence you have when the Lord is your shepherd. When you have him as your savior, everything can happen out there in the world, but you have the peace, you have the security with him. I shall not want. There's nothing that you're going to be missing with him. But if you are not one of his sheep, you are out of the way, out there somewhere, doing your own things, trying to get things done your way, trying to live your life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You have everything with the Lord. He died for you. The good shepherd gave his life for his sheep. Are you his sheep? Now, let's turn now to Romans chapter 8 and verse 38. Romans chapter 8 and verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Now in John chapter 10 and verse 27. John chapter 10 and verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You see the security when you have the Lord Jesus as your shepherd, as a good shepherd, as the one who gave his life for you. There's a peace, there's a security. Nothing's gonna be missing in your life. But most important of all, you're not gonna be missing heaven, which is the gift that the Lord has for you if you accept him as your Savior. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He died 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary to give you life, to take you to heaven. Now, we do not deserve any of this. We cannot do nothing to go into heaven because the Bible says there is no righteous, there is no one, not even one. Even if you see the sons of the preachers, even if you see the preachers, even if you see, I don't know, the highest, there is no one, not even one. Every single one of us need the Lord as their personal Savior. Now, if you do not have that, the Bible says that you're lost, going astray, there, out of the way, wondering what to do. With all those dangers coming to you, and you cannot do nothing because you need a good shepherd. And that is the only one, the Lord Jesus Christ. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, and that's a sacrifice. We cannot tell you sufficient times that the Lord died for you until you really accept him, until you realize what he did for you personally. Now we know that our God is an almighty God, and he knows your thoughts, he knows what you're thinking right now. He knows if you're saved or not. So if you're not saved, all you have to do is repent from your sins and trust him as your Savior. Ask for forgiveness of your sins, and he will be your good shepherd, and he will guide you, and he will make you lay down in green pastures and lead you through the still waters. You will have that peace within your heart, and you will have peace with God. That's all you have to do, because he did already everything. Everything is complete. So just accept him as your Savior, and you will be on your way to heaven.